right.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Hey guys, I am Caleb Giddings, and you are watching Gun Day Brunch, brought to you by Taurus USA and Guns.com. I'm going to skip the ad read this week. You know who your sponsors are. You know what we bring to you. As you can see, I am all alone in my little boxes. I have no Jack and no Keith over here to keep me company this week. As you may have noticed from last week's episode, as we said, it's very markety out there right now, and we're all quite busy doing our marketing jobs. And so we weren't able to coordinate schedules for this week. Don't worry, though. All three of us will be back in the office next week for a Thanksgiving extravaganza episode. But now that I've gotten all of that out of the way, let's talk about what I'm here to talk about. And that's one of my very favorite things. And that thing is shotguns. I love shotguns. And shotguns have been in kind of a weird space lately because, you know, everyone's got an AR and there's been the occasional online back and forth where it's like, oh, well, shotguns aren't good for home defense. And then someone who, you know, knows a thing or two about shotguns will be like, shotguns are good for home defense. So first and foremost, let's dispel some of the common myths about shotguns, all right? Before we get into why you might want to choose a shotgun for home defense and what type of shotgun you might want to choose, let's get rid of some of the myths. And the first myth is that pumping a shotgun will scare away an intruder. That's not going to scare anyone away. And I mean, all right, so let me rephrase that. In theory, it is possible that someone could hear and decide that they don't want none. Sure, that's possible. However, it's unlikely, and betting on that as a way to induce a psychological stop isn't something that we're in the business of doing. So merely hearing the sound of your shotgun action getting racked is not going to be something that we want to rely on if we're actually using a shotgun as a home defense tool. So that's myth number one, gone. Myth number two is that you don't have to aim shotguns, because I have seen this so many times online when I'm like, yeah, no, shotguns are pretty good for home defense, is there will be somebody who will then show up in the comments and be like, that's right, you can just point it down the hallway and pull the trigger, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, look, no, you still have to aim it, because we don't like to just send uncontrolled pellets into, you know, wherever. And the problem is that when you're using ammunition that's appropriate for self-defense or for home defense in a shotgun, those pellets penetrate like a 9mm bullet does. They go through stuff. They go through drywall and that sort of stuff. So I can't just, you know, do something like take this 1897 Winchester and point it down the hallway and go, oh no, time to go. Right? You don't get to just slam fire your way out of the problem. As fun as that might be to do on the range, it's not really realistic in real life. You still have to aim shotguns. Even this shotgun. This shotgun at household distances throws a fairly tight pattern, a pattern that I'm going to need to aim. And that's even more true if I'm shooting something like my Beretta 1301 that has a choke in it that at household distances with Federal Flight Control will throw a pattern as tight as my fist, like a very small pattern. And of course, the last, what happens is when I talk about you still need to aim shotguns, someone will say, oh, well, you should just use birdshot, which brings us to shotgun myth number three and final, birdshot. I've been fighting this battle for so long. I don't know of a better way to say don't use birdshot for your home defense shotguns other than don't. It's for killing little birds. That's what birdshot is for. And now someone will show up in the comments of this video and be like, what about the new tungsten plated, you know, death ray waterfowl shot or whatever it is? Good buckshot exists. Hornady Critical Defense, double lot buck, Federal Flight Control, double lot buck. Good buckshot exists and is relatively plentiful. Just get that. If you want to go bird hunting with your home defense shotgun, or you want to go shoot some sporting clays or whatever, get some birdshot. Get it to practice with. Birdshot's much better to practice with on the range if you want to work on manipulations, on your manual of arms, things like that. But it's not for home defense, guys. Birdshot, not a go-to for home defense. Not today, not now, not ever. Okay? So we keep it with the real dangerous buckshot, right? Because that's what's better for home defense. Now, so we've covered the myths about shotguns. Now let's talk about why someone might want a shotgun for home defense. Well, one is that shotguns, like revolvers, have a relatively simple learning curve, right? So it's very easy to take a gun like this, this Winchester trench gun or the Mossberg Shockwave. And we'll talk about the Shockwave here in a minute. And you stick four or five or whatever shells in there, and you don't even have to, like, and as long as you understand how the manual of arms works, once you figure that out, all you have to do to get this gun into action is throw it into your shoulder and give it the old, and now you have a round in the chamber, the safety's already off, you can just rip the trigger, right? Easy day. Simple, robust actions, manually operated. Great. Fantastic stuff, right? Now we can talk about some special purpose shotguns while we're at it, like a semi-automatic shotgun. Semi-autos do tend to have a slightly more complex manual of arms. So if you load this in like the cruiser ready position, it's possible to screw up how you load this and do it in a way that when you rack the bolt, nothing happens. So again, you do need to learn the manual of arms. I also am not that big a fan of semi-automatic shotguns for home defense for one reason. For that reason is because they're a little bit more complex. That being said, if you are going to get a semi-automatic shotgun, this one or the new A400 Patrol from Beretta, look at me talking about competitors' brands, are two of the best shotguns ever made by man. I really like this gun. I've had it with a red dot on it, but I find that the iron sights are more than adequate to get the job done. So I've never really, once I took the dot back off, I never really particularly felt the need to remount it, because again, I can do lots with these excellent iron sights on this gun. You definitely do need to aim the 1301. Again, this one is one of the ones that still has the choke tube in it, with the modified choke and Federal Flight Control. This throws a unbelievably tight pattern at, you know, household distances. Like, we're talking like hostage rescue shot type patterns at household distances. So yeah, this actually was my home defense gun for quite some time. It was, I ended up moving away from the shotgun as a home defense platform because I'm in a situation now where I definitely might need to have one hand free. And that is one of the drawbacks to the gauge, is that it is a two-handed weapon. It is, you need two hands on it to shoot it. You need two hands on it to get it to work right. You need two hands on it to keep it in action. So it's a two-handed gun. If your home defense situation is such that you might need to have a hand off of the gun, you might want to look at something other than a shotgun. Now, let's real quickly talk about special purpose shotguns, because we do have one of those right here, and that is the Mossberg Shockwave, and this is the Shockwave in 410. Now, I'm going to talk about why I like the 410 Shockwave here for a second. First off, it's because this is actually a one-hander. I mean, I can shoot it one-handed. I still have to have this other hand up here to pump it to keep it running, but this is light enough and the recoil is such that if I need to like blast it one-handed, I absolutely can. Now, here's what I like about 410, and 410 is like the best kept secret in shotguns. if I'm not going to have a 12 gauge, I'm going to go all the way down to 410. I'm not even going to stop at 20 or 16 or screw around with any of those. I'm going to go all the way down to 410 because this gun with 3-inch 410 buckshot will penetrate, will get 16 to 17 inches of penetration in ballistics gel after defeating clothing. It will throw a pattern the size of my fist at household distances, and yet will have light enough and manageable enough recoil that I can fire it one-handed, or I can cheek it if I want to do something like that. So the gun is really, really efficient, and it's also so light and so easy to shoot that if you have someone who has a minimal amount of training, you can give them the old 410 and have them go to work with that. So that's actually why I like the Mossberg Shockwave 410, because of that very simple manual of arms. Now, I don't have one here, and I wish I did. I should have grabbed one before I did this video, but I do want to talk about another option that I like just as much as the 410, the Mossberg Shockwave, but for actually different reasons, and that's actually even easier to use than the Shockwave. And that is the brand new Taurus Judge Home Defender. So not this. This is a regular Judge. I like this Judge. This is a 45 Colt gun. Like, it shoots shot shells. Sure, that's great. This gun is a 45 Colt gun. But the new Judge Home Defender, on the other hand, that's got a 13-inch barrel. I've patterned that at room distances, and it throws about a palm-sized pattern with 410 buckshot. That has all of the advantages of a revolver. It's actually easier to load and manipulate and shoot than the pump Shockwave. You can toss 5 rounds into that thing, put a red dot on the rail on top, and then just throw that bad boy up here and just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can actually shoot it faster than you can shoot the Judge, because instead of, or the Shockwave, because instead of having to go every round, you just go bap, bap, bap. You're just pulling the trigger. It is everything that's good about a compact 410 shotgun, but in a revolver platform. And I'm going to be super honest with you guys. When I first saw it in the factory, when I saw the prototype, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And then I went out to the range and I shot it, and I'm like, this is hella fun to shoot. And also, in addition to being hella fun to shoot, there is actually a legitimate use case for it. Like, I could throw a Crimson Trace, one of those cheap Crimson Trace rail mount lasers on it, and have a gun that I can literally, like, hit the, like, I have to acknowledge that we live in a world where some people are never going to want to get training, but they're still going to want to hit what they aim at. So you can throw that laser on there, zero it for your buckshot pattern at room distances, and then I have a below line of sight visual aiming reference where I can put the beam on somebody and rip the trigger and get a hit. And, like, the version of me that existed in 2017 and insisted that everybody should get training and take a class and do all of that would be appalled by what this version of me is about to say. But this version of me accepts that people aren't going to get training. Some people will. God bless those people for it. But not everyone will. But those people still deserve to have a gun that works for home defense, and a gun that they can reliably defend themselves with, and a gun that's easy for them to figure out how to use. And God damn, if that isn't the Taurus Judge Home Defender. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed my 12-minute diatribe on shotguns and why they're great. We will be back next week with a holiday Thanksgiving extravaganza. It's going to be a great episode, guys. We're all looking forward to putting it on for you. And we will be back next week with another episode of Gun Day Brunch.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.